the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Good morning. It is Friday, September 6th across Northeast Texas. It's finally September. This year has just gone by way too fast. But we're here 24/7 here on your station 88.9 KETR. And right now we have Alice Reese on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And she takes time out of her Friday mornings bringing us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
What do you feel about it being finally September?
I'm very thrilled. I just wish it would be cool.
I know. It's been way too hot this week for... we can't complain. It hasn't been as hot as it has been the past few years here in Northeast Texas, but still, it's hot nonetheless. Well, we've got a couple movies we're going to talk about this morning, Short Term 12 and Salinger. Let's talk about Short Term 12.
This is a small independent feature that people have been talking about for months. It's really had good buzz, and it won the Jury Narrative Feature Award at the Grand Jury, Narrative Feature Award and the Audience Award at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival. And it's got dark humor and very realistic character studies. The actors who are in it are not that well known, but Brie Larson is. She was just in The Spectacular Now, and she's in the upcoming Don Juan. And she gives just an absolutely superb performance as Grace, a young girl who works at a facility, young woman who works at a facility for at-risk adolescents. And she also works with her coworker and her romantic partner, Mason, who is played by John Gallagher Jr. This sounds like it would be a downer because these are extremely troubled kids. They are people who run away and act out and all kinds of things. But it's got an uplift, a lot of humor. And it's one of the best movies of the year. It wraps up rather predictably, but it still has this emotionally honest aspect, and it's not sentimental at all. They talk about childhood trauma. It's pretty tough to see some of these things that happen to these kids, but and how they live through it. And this girl, Grace, she turns out that she had her own dysfunctional past. But anyway, Brie Larson's going to be a big, massive star, and this is her big breakout role.
Well, what about, we've got another movie to talk about, and this has definitely has some noteworthy stars in it. It's called Salinger.
Right. It is a documentary that tops most documentaries because the people who have tried to do something about J.D. Salinger before have never had this kind of luck in finding out anything about this reclusive author who made a big hit with The Catcher in the Rye in 1951 and continued to write short stories and many things for The New Yorker. And then in 1965, he just disappeared. People knew where he was. He was in Cornish, New Hampshire, but he didn't communicate with the press. He didn't write anything that we knew about, but we find out this director Shane Salerno, he spent 9 years doing this research and 5 years filming, and it's just astonishing that they found out that not only had he not really been as reclusive as we thought, he'd actually traveled to Europe and done many things like that until he recently died, by the way, at the age of 91. But he left behind, he'd been writing the whole time, and he left behind a number of novels which are going to be published starting in 2014, and that is great news for fans of J.D. Salinger. And this has actual photography showing him during the time when he was in Europe during World War II, and participated in the liberation of Dachau, and just some wonderful things that no one had ever seen about him, but found out to give us clues to his life and works.
Well, it definitely looks like a very interesting movie. I was looking at the details on the director, Shane Salerno. He's been working on movies. He's been writing, rather, since he was 19.
Right.
And but he's been a part of movies like Shaft and Armageddon and Alien vs. Predator and things like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing this movie, especially, we've got the cast with, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Edward Norton, John Cusack, and just a couple of big names out there, just, and there's even more than that, but I'm not going to
go
into details.
There are 150.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm not going to go through all.
Yes, it's huge, but it's not that long a movie. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes, which is, you know, pretty long, but it's just so hard to cover all this man's exciting life.
Well, you have a couple of previews to give us for some upcoming movies.
Yeah, Riddick is starting today, and it is, I didn't get a chance to see it, and this is kind of, you know, the end of, well, September is usually the slowest time of the year for movies, and it's the only big mainstream movie coming out wide that's opening wide, and this is, Vin Diesel is back in this sci-fi series where he plays the escaped convict pursued by bounty hunters, and he's trapped on a desolate planet, and the mercenaries are after him, and he's also being attacked by alien predators, and it's really action-packed. They've been making these movies. The first one, Pitch Black, started in 2000, and so it's amazing. This is 13 years that these have gone on, so it's quite successful. It's a good series for Vin Diesel.
And I think we've got time for one more summer, or preview, now that it's not summer anymore.
Yeah, this is this fall. Winnie Mandela is starring Jennifer Hudson, who won an Oscar for Dreamgirls, as Winnie Mandela, who married anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela in 1957. And this biopic is based on a book called Winnie Mandela, A Life.
Well, Miss Alice, these have been awesome reviews, and there's tons of movies happening out there, especially some coming out next week as well. So listeners, you can tune in again next week to hear more reviews from Alice Reese, and every Friday after that at 7:20 during Morning Edition here on your station, KETR. Miss Alice, I'll talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
These days, people go to great lengths to shed the stress of daily life. There's acupuncture, deep tissue massage, meditation, yoga. At All Things Considered, we offer our own type of healing, invigorating news stories that span the rainbow of human experience. Nourish your mind, weekdays on All Things Considered from NPR News, an escape from the ordinary.
This afternoon from 3 until 6 on your station, 88.9 KETR.